sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Also, I want it in the sukkah. Ugeshenostel Reb Tzadik, and then our Mishnah says, and they gave Reb Tzadik teat, oichel pochas mikveya. He was makpid api alochem, that he only ate less than the size of an egg of bread, not lo b'mapam. He did not wash his hands, like Rashi says, he holds the pot of an filo shadayim, unless you have the size of an egg of bread. Less than that, you don't have to wash your hands. So he just wrapped his hands around with a handkerchief, als nekiyah, to keep it clean. V'yachla chutz l'sukkah. And he ate outside the sukkah, because it's nachilas arai. Since it's less than an egg, you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. V'lederech achrav. He did not make a brach achroina, because that's his shita, to make a brach achroina to bench, it's only eat the size of an egg. But I call upon the diyuk from now Mishnah from Tzadik is, he ate outside the sukkah what? Less than the size of an egg. That's how much bread he ate outside the sukkah. Habahor kebeya, mashma, in order to eat the size of an egg worth of bread, boy sukkah. Then you have to eat inside the sukkah. In other words, what's called achilas arai? Only less than an egg. The size of an egg is already called achilas kva. For the Gemara Bezoi, lemme to have it yufta the Rabbi Yosef, for Yabaya. It's a theory we had before in Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. They both said digashurim. He said 2 and 3 eggs is called achilas arai. And Abaya says how much a talmidim eat before they go to shir, which we said was the size of a beya. But they both hold that the size of an egg you are allowed to eat outside the sukkah. And here Rav Tzadik is saying that he only ate outside the sukkah. He only ate outside the sukkah because it was less than the size of an egg. Mashma, the size of an egg you have to eat inside the sukkah. So Mar says no. Dilma pachas mi beya netilo bracha loy boy. Hakebeya boy netilo bracha. Maybe there's no raya. That the Rav Tzadik ate it outside the sukkah. Enochnami. Maybe he would have eaten even 2 eggs also outside the sukkah, maybe. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosef said before. 2 and 3 eggs is also called an arai. Now what's the maisa here? Only less than an egg for the other 2 halachis. That why didn't he wash his hands before he ate his bread? And why didn't he bench afterwards? Because he only ate less than an egg. But if he would have ate the size of an egg, then avadi mechuyev to have matilo shadayim, and what then mechuyev to bench afterwards? But maybe negay to the din that he ate outside the sukkah, he would have eaten even if he would have had the size of an egg. Also, maybe he would have eaten outside the sukkah. In other words, like the machlekes we had before, like one man the yom was even 2 or 3 eggs. But the other man the yom, like a bebe rav, like a talmid, that he's allowed to eat up until a kebeya. But the size of an egg, he's allowed to eat. Maybe over here also, maybe if it would have been the size of an egg, he also would have eaten it outside the sukkah. But the reason why the story is talking about less than an egg is because we want to say he didn't have to wash his hands and he didn't have to bench afterwards. Now, lalocha, we're machmo at this leshita, to say that up until an egg, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, even an achilas of an abeya. Mashenkin, a little bit more than an egg, that already is considered achilas kva, that you're not allowed to eat bread or cake more than the size of an egg outside the sukkah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Gemara, Dab Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that Arba Esrei Sudois Chayiv Odom Lechol B'Sukkah. 14 meals do you have to eat in the Sukkah, during Sukkis, during the 7 days of Sukkis, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. 1 a day and 1 by night. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And the Gemara will explain why. The Chacham say, Ein ladava kitzvah. No, there's no exact amount how many suddas you have to eat. Another moral will explain. In other words, if you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, you don't have to have a suddah at all. Chutz milela yom tevrishin, excluding the first night, shel chag of sukkis, bovad. It's only the first night of sukkis, then the rabbanon hold is a chi of teet, we'll see in the gemara in the sukkah. At least the kezayis, bread, you have to eat in the sukkah. So this is one machlekes rabbles and chachamim. The Lezer says every day of Sukkot you have to have 2 meals in the Sukkah. The Chachamim say no, there's no Chiv. Just only the first night you have to have at least the Kezayis bread in the Sukkah. V'yoyit Omer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said another Chiddush. And we'll see in the Gemara says that this Rabbi Lezer is Chaylik, is Chayzef, what he said before. But the second sheet of Rabbi Lezer is that Mishle Ocha Leila Yom Tavarishan. If somebody did not eat the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah, he was not Mekayim the mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah, is Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Achron Shechag. He could make up for it by eating another meal even the last night of Shmini Atzeres.
In other words, if you eat another meal throughout Sukkot, for sure you can make up for it. But Rav Lezer's chiddush is even Leil Shmini Atzeres, even though Shmini Atzeres is no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. And like Rashi says, you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah, because you eat in the Sukkah l'shem mitzvah Sukkah, you're over Baal Tosif. Still, Rav Lezer holds you couldn't make up for that first mitzvah that you missed the first night. And the Gemara will explain why. The Chachamim say no. Ein ledav etashlumin. You can't make up for it. If you did not eat the first night in the Sukkah, you can't make up for it. Because the mitzvah is the first night and you can't make up. Later on, it's not the Zman HaMitzvah. V'yalzeh namar, in such a case, it said the Pasuk, Muvas lo yichol iskan. It's a mistake that you can't fix. V'chsar lo yichol imonis. And something you're missing, you can't make up for it. In other words, you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't eat in the Sukkah the first night. Just like if someone did not eat matzah the first night of Pesach, he cannot make up for it anymore. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes in Reb Lezer and Echom are. The Gemara says, my time with the Reb Lezer, what's the time of Reb Lezer in his first din of the Mishnah? That you have to have 14 meals in the Sukkah. One by night, one by day. So he says, the Pesach says, Teshu. His Pasuk is Teshu Shivas Yomim. Teshu means you have to live and sit. In other words, eat and drink and sleep in the Sukkah. See, Dashens means came to Duru. The same way you live in your house. That ma dira, just like a normal living is. Achas b'yayim v'yachas b'layla, a person has a meal, one at day and one by night. Av sukkah, the same thing now, during the Chag of Sukkot, is achas b'yayim v'yachas b'layla. You have a chiyuv to have one meal by day, and one meal by night, all 7 days of Sukkot. Therefore, you have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Shita is no kedira. That teshva v'dashin came to duru the same way you live in your house. Now, ma dira, just like when somebody lives in his house the whole year round, iboy ochol, iboy lo yochol. It's up to you. If you want to eat a meal with bread, gesundheit, eat a meal with bread. If you don't want to eat a meal, you don't want to be kaveya sud, you don't have to. If you want to fast, or you don't want to eat bread, just want to eat fruits, you don't have to eat more than that the whole year. Is af sukkah the same thing now during the 7 days of sukkah's nami? Iboy ochol, if you want to have a meal, wash, eat bread more than a beya, then true, you have to eat it in the sukkah. But if you want, you don't have to have a suda. You don't have to wash. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. So you don't have to eat in the sukkah through all the 7 days of sukkahs. Only the first night is the achiv. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, that's the pshat and teshvu, came to duru. The way you live a whole year, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. If so, afilu lele yomtov rishon nami. Even the night of the first night of sukkahs. Why did the Chum say there's a chiv to eat? Where's the chiv? It's just to duru, the same way you live. If you don't want to eat this night, you don't have to eat either. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzadik, Nema Kan Chamishosa, this is a Gzera Shova. It says here by Chag HaSukkah, the 15th day of Tishrei, Chamishosa, V'Nema Chamishosa B'Chag HaMatzis, and by Pesach also, we know Pesach is the 15th day of Nisan. So it says Chamishosa 15 by Chag HaMatzis. So it's a Gzera Shova, we learn out one from the other. Ma Lahalan, just like by Pesach, Lele Harishon, Choyvom, the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv. You have an obligation to eat matzah. Mikan v'elach rishus, but from then on, the rest of the days of Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Just if you want to eat, you have to eat matzah, not chomitz, but there's no chiyuv to eat. Is afkan, the same thing here by Sukkot. Leiloi harishin choyvom. The first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Mikan v'elo, from then on, after the first night of Sukkot, rishus, it's up to you. If you want to have a meal, you have to have it in the Sukkah. If you don't want to have a meal, don't eat in the Sukkah. For the Gemara v'hosim in Nolan, how do we know even by Pesach that the first night there's a chayiv, tita kezayis matzah? On Makro, the Pesach says, v'erev toichlo matzis. At night you should eat matzah. Is hakosif kovu chayva. The Pesach is putting it to say there's a chayiv, there's an obligation, you have to eat matzah. In other words, Pesach by night is a chiyuv, a mitzvah, saseh, tit matzah. Mashenk and the Rashi go through, that the Pesach says, shivas yom teichol matzois, it doesn't mean a chiyuv, you have to eat matzah. They will learn it out from shishas yom and liyom ashvi, that just like the last day, there's no chiyuv to eat, who are then all 6 days also, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Now that the Pesach says, shivas yom teichol matzois, is not for terus a chiyuv. Just, if you want to eat, so you're not allowed to eat chametz, therefore you have to eat matzah. But the only time there's a chiyuv to eat matzah is only the first night by Pesach. Now we know the famous, the Gruor Shita is, that even though there's no Chiyuv Tit Matzah all 7 days, but still, since the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Teichol Matzah, He learns if you do eat matzah, kazayis matzah, anytime you eat a kazayis matzah throughout Pesach, you mekayim the mitzvah. A kiyim ha-mitzvah you do have. Just there's no chayiv to eat the matzah all 7 days. Therefore, some people are makpid to eat even all 7 days, dafka shmur matzah, in order to be able to mekayim the mitzvah, according to Gro, that any kazayis of matzah you eat throughout Pesach, you mekayim the mitzvah of achilus matzah. Just the chiyiv, the obligation, is only the first night. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, maybe who are them by sukkahs also. As we pass like the Chacham here, the only time there's a chiyiv to eat in the sukkah is only the first night. From then on, there's no chiyiv. Just if you want each, you have to eat inside the sukkah. So Mishnah Berurah's Masufik, maybe according to Gerah, that if you do have a meal, anytime you eat more than a beta, more than the size of an egg of bread, and eat it in the sukkah, you're also mekayim, there's a kiyim of the mitzvah of sitting and eating in the sukkah. The Akol Ponim, the chiyiv is only the first night and not more. Now, Tosfos here, the Iboy Yochol, says that from now on, Gemara's Mashma, the rest of the days of Sukkot, even though there's a day of Yom Tov and there's a Shabbos in between, if you don't want to, you don't have to have a Suda. But Tosfos Mashma says his Mashma on Yom Tov, you do not have to have a Suda. And therefore, Tosfos says, let's say on Yom Tov, somebody forgets to, in benching, to say Yalav Yavoy. Tosfos says, you don't have to be chayz, you don't have to bench over again. But just like by Rosh Chodesh, we hold Lalocha, that if you got to say Yalav Yavoy in benching, you don't have to bench over again. Because there's no chiyuv to eat past to have a suda on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh. You're not supposed to fast, but there's no chiyuv to have to wash. The Torah says, "Now the Gemara Tzmash Muadin on Yom Tov also, there's no chiyuv to wash, because otherwise you have to eat in the sukkah on Yom Tov." And now the Gemara says, "Only the first night you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but the rest of the day is the boil yochel. If you don't want, you don't have to eat." So therefore, Torah paskins on Yom Tov, if you've got to say Yalav Yavoy, you don't have to bench over again, because there's no chiyuv to eat. To wash, to eat bread. Just if you want to, do it. If not, not. However, Lalocha, we hold at the other Rishonim that hold no, that on Yom Tov, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, you have to be Chozer. Cholomoyed, not. But on Yom Tov, at least, there is a Chiyiv to have a Suda, to have two Sudas, one by night and one by day. So if so, what's Pshan Al Gemara? The Pshan Al Gemara is like this, that to Melechayim the Mitzvah's Chayiv Suda of Yom Tov for a Shabbos, it's enough to eat the Kezayis of Lechem, of bread. If you eat a kezayis, shemekayim the mitzvah suda. However, tidin the sukkah, you only have a chiyuv tidin the sukkah achilus kva. And achilus arai yepot, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. And we had before that up until a beitza, even a beitza's worth, an egg's worth of bread, you still call it achilus arai, you can eat it outside the sukkah. So in other words, the only time you have a chiyuv tidin the sukkah, if you eat more than a beitza. So therefore, on Yom Tov, even if you want to tell me there's a chiyuv to have a suda, like you have to at least eat a kezayis of bread, but there's no chiyuv to eat a kebetza. See, if the Gemara says, on Yom Tov there's no chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. For Enoch Nami, when you bench on the meal of Yom Tov, if you forget to say Yalav Yavoy, you have to bench over again. Because we hold, if you eat a kezayis, you do have to bench. And since there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis by the meal of night of Yom Tov and by day of Yom Tov, therefore when you bench, you have to say over Yalav Yavoy. However, for the sukkah, then, here you only have a chiyuv in the sukkah if you eat more than a beyah. It's only the first night of sukkah that's different. The first night of sukkah, since we learned it out from Gzeirah Shav of Chag HaMatzos, and over there we know the mitzvah to eat matzah is only because kezayis, so adin the first night of sukkah, when you eat a kezayis in the sukkah, you mekayim the mitzvah. And who adin the opposite? You have to eat this kezayis only in the sukkah, you can't eat it outside the sukkah. Because the Torah was kaveyot like for new mitzvah, achilas kezayis. So the first night of Sukkot is different than the rest of the days of Sukkot. The rest of the days of Sukkot, you have a chiyuv in the sukkah if you eat more than a beitza, more than the size of an egg. Mashenka, in the first night, here the mitzvah is to eat at least a kezayis, and the kezayis has to be eaten inside the sukkah. It's a kezayis of bread. And who adin also, just like the Pesach is in the tipa taiva, it's also like be hungry to enjoy to eat the matzah. Who adin Sukkot panait also, he's not supposed to eat a lot erev Sukkot, in order to enjoy the first kezayis of lechem that you eat inside the sukkah. The Gemara says right now, V'yoydam Rebbe Lezer, let us add another chiddush. That what? That if you did not eat the first night in the sukkah, you can make up for it even Shemini Atzeres by night. For the Gemara of Rebbe Lezer, Arbo Esrei Sudois Chayiv Odom Lechol B'sukkah, Achas B'yoyim V'achas B'layla. I, Rebbe Lezer, said you have a chiyuv to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. So Rashi learns the kasher is that the meals have to be eaten inside the sukkah. So how could you say if you missed the first night, you can make up for it even on Shemini Atzeres? On Shemini Atzeres we don't eat in the sukkah. The Ma'aseh B'zman is there now in Chutz Loras we eat in the sukkah. As only because it's a Sveika D'Yoma. But really, on Shemini Atzeres, like an Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So how could Rav Elazar say you can make up for this first night by eating the meal Shemini Atzeres? Then you do not eat in the sukkah. And here Rav Elazar is saying you have to eat mashma all the meals inside the sukkah. So how could you make up for that first sudah if now you're not eating it in the sukkah? So Gemara says, Oma biro, Oma rabami, choza boy Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar was chayzer of what he said before. Now, as Rashi learns, he was chayzer to say you do not have to have 14 meals, but the ikachi was only to have one meal. And this one meal takir is not from Teshuvah into Durum, but the chiyuv is from Pesach. So we learn out that there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of lechem on Sukkot. That's the chiyuv. Now, the first night since the Sukkot, you have to eat this lechem in the Sukkah. Ma'ashenka, if you want to make up for this mitzvah, the last day on Shemini Atzeres, the mitzvah is tam to eat a kezayis of bread. So now, if you eat on Shemini Atzeres since today, you do not have to have the Sukkah. You can make up for this mitzvah even outside the sukkah. That's the Gemara's terrors. And like Rashi says, he learns about Durum de the Kabonis. Just like by the Kabonis of Chag HaSukkis, you can be mashal make up for it even on Shemini Atzeres. So adin for this mitzvah, teet matzah, teet lechem, you can even make up for it later. However, the Chom hold, not like that. The Chom hold, it's a limud, just like by Pesach. The first night, if you don't eat matzah, you can't make up for it later. Just like by the Korban Pesach, you can't make up for it later. Who adin chom hold the achilas lechem in the sukkah the first night, you can't make up for it later. But the lezer holds no, even though by matzah you can't make up for it, that's because by korban pesach there's no tashlumim, you can't make up for korban pesach. You could only bring it on erev pesach and not later. Mashenkin, the korbanos of sukkis that has a tashlumim, you can make up for it to bring it later, even on Shemini Atzeres. We have less old, you can make up for that first meal and eat it on Shemini Atzeres. You'd also be mekayim the mitzvah of this extra sudi you're supposed to have. Now the Gemara says, Mashlum b'may. According to Rabbi Lezer, how could you make up for this suda? Like, what do you need on Shemini Atzeres to make up for it? Ilayim barift, if you tell me now you, when you wash, to have your suda on Shemini Atzeres, you're making up for it. For the Gemara, suda di yoyme kochel. Like Rashi says, how is it nikkur? How can we tell you eating now a meal lekavod the first night of Sukkot? The meal you're eating right now, that's lekavod Shemini Atzeres. Like for the younger Shemini Atzeres, you have a meal. So how is it nikkur? How do we see? How do we realize you've been making up for the first suda that you missed? El the Gemara says, my yashtem. What does it mean? You finish. You make up. Yashtem b'mina tagima. You have like good stuff to eat. Notice at the end of the meal, Rashi says, take away the table, and now you bring like good desserts. You have fruits or you have cakes. So if eating this you eat l'shem, the first suda, you mekayim that mitzvah. So Maratanya Nami Yochel, we learn like this also. Im hishlem b'mina tagima, if you make up by mina tagima, start eating good things, you mekayim the extra suda. This is also according to Rabbi Elazar Shita, that you could make up for it, and making up is not only by having a real meal with bread, but even just having good dessert is also making up for it. So Mara says now, shoyel apet rupis shalagrifus hamelech. The one that took charge, the apotropist, the one that takes care of the king Agrippus, asked Rabbi Elazar, he asked like this, what about somebody like me? She'eni rogel lechol el suda achas b'yom. I usually only eat one meal a day. Is mal she'echol suda achas b'yifter. What about now on Sukkot, can I only eat one meal a day and pata myself? So Rashi speaks out, this is like, according to Rabbi Elazar's Havimina, where Rabbi Elazar holds at the beginning of the Mishnah, that there's a chiyuv to eat 14 meals throughout Sukkot twice a day. So he asked him, maybe that's only somebody that always eats two meals a day. But I that only eat one meal a day, maybe I don't have a chiyuv to eat more than once a day on Sukkot. Is Amalei Rabbi Elazar answered back, no. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim ato mamshech kama parporius l'cho v'datzmecho. Hey, don't fool anybody, even though you only have one meal, but you eat a lot of other things also. Either parporius, Rashi says, like hors d'oeuvres, you eat at the beginning of the meal to be mamshech to make you eat more, or else could be even afterwards you nash later on. In other words, you do eat more than just the meal itself. But achshav now on Sukkis, iato mamshech paporis achas achver koincho. Don't you want to eat a little bit more than you just meal to mekayim this new mitzvah to eat, or two meals in the sukkah? In other words, he held you still have the chiyuv to eat two meals, or even you can make up with mina tagima the second meal. Whoever lemaisa Tois talks about it, that we hold that when you have to have the sud l'moshal on Shabbos, you have to have bread. You can't be mekayim the sud with mina tagima. On Yom Tov, you have to have a sud, it has to be with paf. Some say it has to be bosa, it has to have bosa also in the sud, bosa v'yayin, but the ikud sud is lechem. So, Tosfos wants to say, some shita sold that by shalosh shudas, but the evid, you could be yaitz with mina tagima. Halach, it's like that, Ravad lechatchil even for shalosh shudas. The third sud on Shabbos, you're supposed to wash. That's lechatchila, tremendous mitzvah to eat shalashudis. It saves us from Kevli Mashiach. It's a lot of big things we more talk about eating shalashudis. Some people don't do it, but a kofron's kedai to be makpis, an easy mitzvah to eat shalashudis. And the lechatchila you're supposed to wash. Just if you can't wash, then b'dieved you could be samech on cake, and b'dieved you could be samech on fruits. But avada not lechatchila, that avada the yikin student is always with lechem. And the Gemara says, Vaitim. V'yoyid sho'alu, then another question is, apatrupis, shel agrifas ha-melech esri ha-blezer. K'goyin ani, somebody like me, she'yesh li shtey noshim, I have two wives. Achas b'tferya, one wife I have in Tferya, I have a house there, a sukkah there. V'yachas b'tipari, another place in Eretz Yisrael, I have another house, another wife living in Tipari. V'yesh li shtey sukkahs, I have two sukkahs, achas b'tferya, v'achas b'tipari. Is ma'u she'itzei mesukkah l'sukkah, v'yiftah. Can I, like, the first day sukkah stay my one wife in Tveria and eating the sukkah there, and then the second day, the next day of sukkah, Cholomoyd, I go to Tzipori and eat my sukkah I have over there. Is Omer Lo Reb Lezer answer back? No, his sheiter is loy. You're not allowed to do that. Shani Yoyma, because me Reb Lezer holds that Kol Hayoytse Me Sukkah LeSukkah. If somebody goes out from one sukkah and eats in another sukkah, is Botel Mitzvosa Shel Rishoyna. You are missing even the first mitzvah, like Rashi explains. Even let's say the first few meals you ate in one sukkah, but once you eat someplace else in another sukkah, then it comes out you're not making the mitzvah even the first meals you ate also. Why not? And the Gemara says, Tanya Reb Lezer, we learned Reb Lezer holds like this, Ein yoytzen mi sukkah l'sukkah.